Hey everyone, it's Albert Parker here. I'm the host of the new Hollywood Hustle podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Welcome to the show where we stop gawking at red carpets and start following the money. We dive deep into the financial secrets that keep Hollywood thriving. Not gossip, not just celebrity dirt, real structures, real cash flows, the corporate chess moves that decide what gets greenlit and what gets buried. Who actually owns Hollywood? Who makes the real money? And who's just along for the ride? So what makes Hollywood Hustle stand out? We don't just report headlines, we unpack them. Now, how do you listen? Hollywood Hustle Podcast is available on all major podcast platforms. For ad-free episodes, be sure to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
What turns on a killer is the suffering and death of another human being. And as his determination builds to take another life, he plans in obsessive detail what props he'll bring, what knots he'll tie. Let me ask you guys something. What turns you on?
Welcome to Canvas and Crime, your ultimate destination for true crime and horror merchandise. Meet Elizabeth, the creative force behind canvasandcrime.com. She combined her passion for painting with her fascination for true crime and horror, giving birth to this unique shop.
You're looking for an intelligent white male, 20 to 30 years old, socially functional.
Are you a fan of serial killer memorabilia? You're in luck. Canvas and Crime has an incredible selection, from iconic mugs featuring notorious figures like Ted Bundy and the Zodiac Killer, to killer shot glass sets that showcase your favorite serial killers.
All I know to do is change your locks, tighten up your security, and pray.
But that's not all. You can also find custom prints of your most loved serial killer, adding a personal touch to your collection. For the most entertaining serial killer merchandise, look no further than canvasandcrime.com. Support a small business and dive into the chilling fun. Shop today, and don't forget to follow Canvas and Crime on YouTube as well.
You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm Doug Jones, but you are listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust. Just a little bit of pixie dust.
I only hope that we never lose sight of one thing, that it was all started by a mouse.
To live. To live will be an awfully big adventure.
Some imagination, huh?
Good day, mate. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Ashley.
Samantha?
I don't even know it's Samantha.
Danny boy, where are you?
Hi ho, Kermit the Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D.
I may be dead, but I'm still pretty.
Oh, come on, Gar. We're here. Happiest place on earth.
Shall we begin?
Welcome, Pixie Dusters. We're your favorite hosts. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Ashley. Welcome to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
And of course, we're produced by Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Check out our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and we use YouTube Shorts.
Yes. Also check out LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for all of your streaming needs, podcasts, music, movies, merchandise.
All the things.
All the things.
All the things. Yes.
All the things.
The we ask you for money.
Please. Yes. Please give us
your
money.
Let's just be real about it. Buy our stuff. Yeah. Give us your money.
You really would appreciate it. Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We also have a new podcast, I heard, actually about news. So yeah. If you want a news podcast and want to know what's going on in the world, unlike me, go to that podcast, because I will not be listening because I don't like to be sad.
Gotcha. Fair enough.
Against the podcast, just I don't like the news.
I understand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they're short little snippets. I think they're like 30 minutes. So, you know, quick little things.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. Before we get into whatever Marvel thing we're doing today, we must talk about Nathan Fillion and his videos today.
Okay, I was wondering if you had seen that when you said news. Oh, I was like,
"Oh my goodness, I've seen all news, of them."
Yeah, you've seen them. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, we talked about Firefly last year,
right?
And I got on Instagram this week, and all of a sudden, there's these videos of Nathan Fillion going to doors, and as they open the doors, it's the cast of Firefly, and they are saying lines like Jewel Strait said shiny. I'm like, what is happening? They've already said it's not a podcast. They've already said it's not a convention togetherness. Yeah. It's not, and it's not something a crossover.
Yeah.
I don't want to get my hopes up, but is it what I think it is?
I don't know, because they kept saying something about promoting Funko Pops. So, but I think they did that already.
They did that already. They said that's not a thing. It's not the thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess there are rumors that Disney has purchased the rights to Firefly. And they're,
I heard that.
Yeah. Listen, as I'm watching these videos, okay, for me, it was like the scene at the end of Good Will Hunting where just like, don't mess with me, man. Don't mess with me. You know, like,
Yes. Like, as
and
I
Nathan
saw the
Fillion
first...
keeps knocking on the door, and it's like Robin Williams saying it's not your fault.
Yeah. Yeah. The first one that I saw was with Jewel. And I'm like, what's happening? And then more were popping up. Like, I got Amara, and then I got the Wash one talking about used to be spacemen. Mm-hmm. And then I found the others as I went. I'm like, he's literally done the whole, cast. Like, this can't be a coincidence. And everyone's like, are we finally doing it? And I'm like, you can't sit here and say we're finally doing it and it not be some sort of reboot or series. Like, you literally would kill your fan base.
You like they would not be prepared for the backlash if this was a prank. They would not be able to handle it. They will not recover.
I mean, April 1st is coming up, but it's not getting, we're literally in real time. In real time, this is like March 7th. We have a week from tomorrow before we can find out what is happening.
Right.
It is telling us on March 15th. When this comes out, we'll already know. But we'll know on March 15th. And you best believe I will be texting you, Dan, and being like, did you see? Whatever the outcome might be.
Yeah.
I had to bring it up. I'm like, we're talking about this on the podcast. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
And if it's on Disney Plus, that means we will be able to do a whole month about it.
Oh, absolutely.
You probably would have done it anyway. So even
well,
if
yeah,
it
that's
wasn't.
True.
I mean, let's be honest.
But let's be. I know, but I like when it's like on Disney Plus because then it's like okay, validating.
It fits.
It fits.
No, I get you.
Okay, I got that out.
I get you.
I got that out. Disney news of the day. We might be getting a reboot of Firefly. We won't know for a couple weeks.
Seems like it.
Or we'll should already know. Go check out.
Right. It'll be out by now. Yes. It's true.
Okay, I'm good. What are we doing today?
We're going to do...
Actually on business. Staying on topic as we, you know.
Yes, yes. We're moving along, yes. We're going to do more Marvel things. And today we're going to talk about just the first episode of Ironheart, the series.
Okay.
Yes. Did you watch it, Ashley? I think you did. Or you didn't.
I did.
You did? Okay. All right. I thought so. I thought,
reluctantly,
yeah.
But I did.
Reluctantly. I mean, it was like, what, 43 minutes long?
It was.
Not even with the credits, so it wasn't even that long, technically.
I remember watching the trailer, and the story premise just didn't... It just didn't appeal to me. I'm like, we've already had Iron Man. I really don't need another Iron Suit show.
That's fair.
Like, I didn't, in my mind, anybody with an Iron Suit, it has to be Tony Stark and it has to be Robert Downey Jr. Just like in my mind, Chris Evans is Steve Rogers is Captain America. So like, I just can't, my mind wrapping around somebody else.
Huh? I was just thinking, what happened to
Love for a War Machine Iron Patriot.
Yes, mm-hmm. I do love War Machine, but he was a part of the original.
Part of the original team.
The original team is now gone, and we're trying to like rebuild. And I'm just like, I don't like us. These are second versions that are not very good. Like, we need to do something new, not a repeat that's crappy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's crappy, but in my mind, it's crappy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it is, but in my mind, it is. Okay. All right, so let's do a refresh. So Riri Williams, she's the star of this show, and she was the 19-year-old MIT student who accidentally triggered a global conflict. So she had built a vibranium detector for a class project, which the CIA used to uncover underwater deposits. And she was in Wakanda forever. So that's where we met her.
Yeah.
Last time. That's where we last saw her.
I remember.
Basically, during the final battle, Riri debuted her Mark II armor, which was built with Wakandan technology. But she left Wakanda, and she had to leave the suit behind because, you know, they're like, that's ours.
Yeah.
Nope, you can't take it. And she had to start all over when she got to back home to the United States. Went back to MIT. So basically, we're following her. We see her last day at MIT in the first episode because she gets kicked out for
Tony Stark fashion.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did feel like that was very much in line with, you know, Tony Stark. And she has points. You know, she doesn't have the money that he did.
Yeah, she does. So good point.
Yeah, so she can't do exactly what she wants to do because she wants to build the most advanced suit since Tony. Basically she ends up with a bad group when she gets back to her home in Chicago. She ends up with this dude, Parker Robbins, the Hood, who's a street level criminal who has a magical cloak that gives him some sort of power. We don't really know much in the first episode.
Not from the first episode, no.
No, but they do pay her. The team pays her to join. And what we basically see by the end of the episode is she's trying to create an AI that's really important. She needs that because her school AI got taken because, you know, not a student.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody else see that little pencil pop up and think of Clippy from the 90s?
He was definitely Clippy. No, he was certainly.
It popped Clippy up. I'm like, Clippy? Like,
Clippy. No, he was.
Is this Clippy's cousin? Like, what's happening?
He's definitely a relation to Clippy in some way or another. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 1,000%.
Sure.
Yes.
Making
I was like, this
sure
is
I wasn't crazy.
The new Clippy. Yes. That's exactly what he was. But he is no more because she has no access to him by the end of the. Well, middle of the episode,
and that
really.
Suit broke apart. Oh my gosh.
Did not have a great
me.
Landing. No. Mm-mm. No, but she does come up with her own AI, which we'll get back into. So, our cast, we have Dominique Thorne. She's Riri, aka Ironheart. So, she's our main star. We've got Anthony Ramos. He is Parker Robbins, aka The Hood. Mm-hmm. And
he was in the original Hamilton.
He was. Yeah. He's been in a lot of things, actually.
Yeah. He kind of took off after they stopped Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a cutie pie. He's kind of hard not to want to cast.
I know. And I'm like, I know you're like the bad guy. I get that vibe, but.
But you're adorable.
Yes.
Adorable and he's charming and you can't not like
him. Yes. No. Yeah. So no hate
well,
to you.
Okay. Let me put this in your head. He was engaged to somebody on like the girl who played the littlest sister and then the scandalous woman on Hamilton.
Yes.
And she broke it off because he was caught cheating multiple times. So just put that villainous thought in your head. He's not probably a very good person in real life.
Mm. I could
it's
see
always
that.
The artistic ones.
Freaking man. Maybe hopefully he'll grow out of that nonsense, but
he's our age.
Well, he still has some time, hopefully, to grow out of it.
Yeah, he's got a year before he's 40.
Yeah, I mean,
Oh gosh.
But come on, dude.
The first 40
Anthony,
years of his childhood
can we
were
not
rough,
talk
but, you know,
about,
you got
can we not talk about getting close to 40? Because you two are turning it like a year from it this year, and I'm 2 years, and I don't like it. I'm not ready.
You're there.
Age is just a number.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just saying.
Still a very scary number. Anyways, moving on.
So Lyric Ross, she's Natalie, who's Riri's late best friend. Alden Ehrenreich, whatever. He's Joe McGillicuddy. Okay. Yeah, and he's eventually, spoiler, going to be revealed to be Zeke Stain, who's the son of Obadiah, who was in something. I don't remember which thing he was introduced in, but he's like a bad guy. His dad is a bad guy. That's all I remember.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Joe, was that the kid who gave her the mixtape?
No, Joe is the, was he in the first episode? I watched two because we didn't like the first one.
I didn't
want to see if the second one would get better. I don't know if he was in the first or the second. He might not have popped up till the second, but he's integral in helping her fix the suit. So I think he actually came in the second one.
Which I don't
Is that you?
Yes. What is my husband doing?
I don't hear anything from her.
My husband is vacuuming right now.
I was going to say it sounds like a vacuum to me.
Is it bug you guys?
How dare your husband vacuum?
No, I can just hear it a little bit.
That's the wife's job.
I vacuumed last night, so that's why I'm confused.
Oh. Maybe he made a mess. You know,
maybe. Okay. Maybe. Anyways, go on.
Men making messes as we do.
That's typical, you know.
Typical men.
You guys haven't met me then. You know I make messes.
You do. I've been in your apartment when you were single. You know, a little bit of carpet with that dog hair.
Called out on the pod.
Yeah.
Oh no, I am. Okay. Well, dog hair is just hard to get rid of anyways.
It is.
Yes. But I am more like organized chaos. I know my piles. I know what's in my piles.
You know where
everything is. Touch my piles.
Yeah. That's Robbie.
Or I will lose everything.
That's Robbie.
Hey, that's a Taurus.
Just drives me insane.
Yeah, it drives Brett insane too. But I told him, I'm like, guess what? You married me. You got to deal with it the rest of your life.
Man, Tauruses are the worst. I hear that same nonsense.
You two can bitch about it together when we see you next year.
We will. That's a promise. Yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
Let's see. I'm going to skip the last one, too, because he's not in the first episode. So who cares? So the series premiered last year. They released the first three episodes on June 24th and then the last three on July 1st. Which I guess that's better than a week by week thing if you're interested in it. So, yeah.
Oh, Alden.
Yes. Oh, like, I need to know his face. Ugh, yes. That's Solo. What he was from. Solo. Yes. That's right.
Yeah. He's, I'm not watching this Solo. Show. I am not watching this show.
Wow.
So much hate. So judgy. So much hate for poor Alden and poor judgy.
Listen.
Right? He tried so hard. He did so well.
Listen, that was not the first movie I saw him in. I was mad when they casted him because I've seen him in other things and he was horrible.
Wow.
He ruined Beautiful Creatures for me.
Wow.
Which was a book to movie thing. Like, he is just not a good actor in my eyes. He could be the nicest person, but I do not like him as an actor.
Okay. Well,
Sacha Baron Cohen is in this?
Yeah, I haven't seen him yet, though. So,
Mephisto,
I don't know. Yeah, but that's I haven't seen him yet because we only got through two episodes. So, I don't know.
Everyone sees Borat when they look at him. He's always going to be Pirelli from Sweeney Todd.
Or, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we'll see. I don't know if I'll get through more episodes, but we'll see if I get to his episode. So the ratings and reception, it's a mixed bag. Apparently this got review bombed too, like before it came out.
Oh,
so that's always fun. Yeah, that's always nice when people do that. But on Rotten Tomatoes, critics gave it a 73%. They thought that Dominique was electric. The show's grounded. It has street level energy. A lot of people like the tech versus magic dynamic, but the 6-episode structure led to a rushed finale. So we'll see. Again, don't know if anyone will finish it, but we'll see. So according to Gemini, it told me if you adjust the ratings on Rotten Tomatoes after the review bombing. It sits at like 71 to 72% for audience and a 7.2 out of 10 on IMDb. That's not like terrible.
It's not bad.
Really and truly.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Why were they, why was it review bombed?
I think that's like a new thing people like to do when they just decide they're going to hate something.
Reddit.
Is they just pre-bash it. Mm-hmm. Like they just go in and make it garbage ratings. Zero stars, one star.
If you don't think you're going to like something, just don't watch it.
Or rate it.
Or rate it. Just leave it alone.
They have to make it tougher.
Yeah. They want to ruin its chances.
Just because like we don't like something doesn't mean that someone else isn't going to love it.
I agree.
This is my own dang opinion. I don't want people to go off of my opinion.
I agree. I don't understand why people do this, but that's what they do. So
unless it has to do with like going to Disney World and that sort of stuff, that stuff, you must listen to me and Samantha. We are the law.
Cause we are right.
Cause we are right.
Yeah.
This is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is true. Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yes. Sorry. I had to get that.
No, you're good. So let's see. We won't really get into some of this cause we didn't really see this in the first episode. But the main central theme for the show is going to be, like we kind of talked about, the technology versus magic, which is going to tie into Dr. Doom, who's coming later this year, because everything has to tie into everything else so that we can set up the new movie, is basically what it is.
I couldn't care less, to be honest.
I mean, I'll probably see it, but I'm not like...
We're
like
going to end up having to watch it because she's going to make us talk about it on the podcast next.
Oh, no, we're going to talk about it. That's fine. We'll probably see it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll watch it when it comes out on Disney Plus. I ain't spending the money.
That's fine. I mean, I'm indifferent about the shows.
So the show's a gold, fine. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. The shows so far have been better than the... Yeah. Well, except for Thunderbolts, but yeah, within a lot of the movies. So.
Thunderbolt was very good.
Yeah.
That one I will watch again.
Yes. Yeah. Let's see. So the thought also is that she's going to be part of the Young Avengers team. So we've got Miss Marvel, Kate from Hawkeye, and then Billy from Agatha, who are potentially going to be like the Young Avengers, apparently.
Okay.
It's an interesting mix.
I mean, I loved Kamala. I thought she was adorable and
Kamala
just
is
different.
Super cute. Yes.
Because she's not like this hard, like, oh, person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's very like bubbly and like, we don't have that.
And excited about everything.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about Billy. I still have mixed feelings about Billy from Agatha all along.
But you got to have the moody dude in there, you know?
I mean,
although Riri's like Kate. A little moody, but
yeah. I love Kate. Kate's great.
I do like Kate too. Mm-hmm. I would like to see her back more prominently in something. So yeah, I won't be upset about that. And then let's see. Yeah, we're not going to talk about that because it wasn't in the first episode. And I guess Dominique did confirm she'll be in Avengers Doomsday. And then there's another movie, Armor Wars, I guess they're working on with Don Cheadle.
Interesting.
War Machine.
Oh, nice.
So I could see that, right? Because that's what she's doing. Yeah. It's all related to that. So, yeah, apparently that's in the works at some point.
Glad to see War Machine getting some more love. Okay. And I also like that we're calling the War Machine.
Yeah, and it says they're going to be tracking down stolen Stark technology. So I was like, well, that might be good.
Some of which reverse engineered.
I mean, so bring her on, right? Like, come
usually
on.
That works.
If anyone's going to help. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically the first episode of this series is Take Me Home. And we're going to reintroduce Riri Williams. I don't think they did a good job of reintroducing her because it was not great in the episode. But we see her hustle at MIT, which basically gets her expelled because she's, you know, helping other students cheat. So that's how she gets kicked out from there. And then, like we kind of talked about, she flies home to Chicago, but, you know, her version of Clippy, the little pencil, dies out before she can get home and does not help her in a landing, which is not great for her. And then she's desperate for money because she's trying to rebuild everything, get her own AI started. And that's how she gets in with the Hood and his gang, because mm-hmm. They give her this like sketchy job interview in a death trap elevator.
Which did not surprise me. As soon as she stepped into the elevator, I'm like, they're going to test her.
Yeah, this is like the sketchiest place ever.
Yeah. I just love how she's like, I'm not getting back in that elevator.
Yeah, she's mm-hmm. just like, this is not happening. How do I get out of here? No. But when she saw that money, she changed her tune a little bit. So,
which really, again, annoys me because she's supposed to end up being an MCU hero. And she is now going to have this black stain on her mark.
Yeah, they're not perfect. I mean, they're all a little jaded. Like, they all have some kind of past. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It makes it more interesting.
Yeah. And she's so young. I mean, she's like 19. I mean, she's young. So I feel like you can forgive her and desperate. And she's been through a lot of trauma. So, you know, I give her a little bit of grace there.
Yeah, that part was hard to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That part was hard.
Seeing what happened. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that one I actually did hear.
I don't know how, I don't know how much this is going to come on the recording, but
it's definitely very slight from where I'm at, but it's definitely there.
It's not like excessively loud, but yeah, we all heard
Why?
It.
Okay, I will be right back.
Okay. Yeah, that time I heard it. Maybe, is he like right outside the door? I mean, like... I'm curious,
I'm curious what mess he made.
If she's such a dirty vacuum, he's trying to make up for it.
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering. That's why I'm like, he clearly made another mess or something. And
he made another mess, and he's trying to get into heaven now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's like, please forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll loudly vacuum in the background while she's recording her podcast.
Yeah. I can still hear it. He is trying to be a very good husband and clean his bathroom.
Ah.
So I'm just going to let it be.
Good husband.
Because normally I clean the bathroom. So he's like helping because he knows I'm stressed that my parents are coming.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear it as much anymore? He closed the bathroom door. I can still hear it, but can you guys?
No, but he had the door open.
I could barely hear it the second time. Like, it wasn't enough to be like, hey, that's a thing.
No, it wasn't like excessive, but that really makes me laugh that he didn't think like maybe I should shut the door just to make sure it's extra quiet. Oh, it's too funny. Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness. Okay, where were we?
Anyways, so speaking of the tragedies that Riri went through, when she's trying to create her AI, she's like, you know, typical whatever Marvel technology thing. She's got her brain hooked up to create it, and she falls asleep and dreams about her best friend, who then becomes the AI. So Natalie is her new AI friend, which
is, there's a lot of psychological problems with that.
Yeah. And she does. Doesn't take it well when she sees her friend get projected. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Duh. Like, who else would it be?
Yeah. No, not gonna lie. That was the moment that actually kind of got me hooked. Like, I was kind of halfway into it during most of it. I was like, okay.
Yes.
I get what's going on. It's nothing like, it's not bad, but it's nothing that's like out of the ordinary. It's like, oh, sketchy group. We may join. We may not, you know. But once the friend showed up as the AI, I was like, oh, now it just got really interesting.
Now you're intrigued. Yeah. And that's why we went ahead and watched the second episode, because we were like, okay, let's see if the second one's better. And Robbie and I do think the second one was better than the first. Okay. The first was not a good introduction
to her. It was a horrible
introduction. I did not care for the way they did it.
I watched it while I was working, and I didn't need, like, I'll be honest, with Brave New World, I would actually like stop and watch because I got interested. Like, I wanted to see what was happening. And with this one, I didn't even look at the screen half the time. Like, I just put it down and listened.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even care.
No, I get you. It just was, it didn't draw you in like I wish it would have, especially given the potential, you know, for this young, like you said, Tony Stark type character. It just was not a good intro for her.
It wasn't.
It was kind of boring. Just saying.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, the villains were a good setup, I guess, you know, with the way they.
Poor Stewie.
Stu is outed very quickly, but I'm sure he'll come back. I feel like there's no way he wouldn't come back at some point. You know,
he feels like another Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like he's got that vibe. Shows up. Yeah,
Peter. Which he does have that vibe. Yeah.
Which Peter?
Like from Wolverine.
Oh yeah,
or
yeah.
Not Wolverine. Deadpool and Wolverine.
Deadpool.
Peter!
So.
Yeah. Is he frozen?
Is he? Maybe a little bit.
Oh, there he is.
It's, he's in the woods, so who knows?
Yes.
I have full
you're moving again. You're fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know if y'all had any other thoughts, but yeah, my impression is boring for the first episode.
Yeah.
Until the last like 30 seconds.
I mean, if you were.
I wouldn't even say it was boring necessarily. It was just, it was fine. That's where I was at. It was like, it's fine.
Fine.
Yeah, I mean, I do kind of want to see what happens with the AI. I feel like the Natalie AI is probably gonna like help her realize she's doing bad and hopefully makes her good at the end, like yells at her about it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but I mean, I'd be freaked out too if, like, say Sammy, you had passed away. And I'm doing AI and all of a sudden you're in front of me giving me your sassy snark.
Yeah.
Like, what the
hell? It's a bit freaky.
Yeah.
It's a bit freaky.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. Just a tad.
Just a tad.
I don't blame her.
Oh, gosh. You in my ear 24/7. That would be scary. Mm-hmm. You already yell at me enough.
That's rude.
You do when I make mistakes. Because I know you yell at me when if I make a mistake.
Just imagine if I was there 24/7. You're right.
I would not be. I would be locked in my house because I would be. She'd make sure I do nothing stupid.
Well, in the second episode, she does tether Natalie to her computer so she can't follow her. So she does do that.
Good.
She's like, yeah, you're going to stay here. I'm not dealing with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not happening.
Yeah, she does do that, which is fair enough. But yeah, so I don't know, like I said, if we'll finish it or not, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. Daredevil, we were like super into, but this one I was like, not as much.
Yeah, it's not really. I don't have much free time, so my free time is going to go elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as much fun as it is, like, but, talking about all these things, it's like, you know. A lot of content to consume when you're, you know, when there's just a lot going on and there's a lot of things coming out
all the time.
All the time.
It's overwhelming, honestly. Yeah.
It is
super overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's like, well, and it just Scrubs just came back up, and I'm definitely, I've already watched all the new episodes out so far.
I've watched them twice.
I
need to watch. I want to watch them again.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love it. NCIS is back on for the second part of their seasons for all three shows. High Potential's back. I love High Potential. Tracker's back. I'm like, my shows are back. So I'm like, I don't have time for any new other stuff. Like, I'm watching my shows I love.
Gotcha.
Except for Scrubs. I mean, Scrubs is technically new content, but it's old. It's an extension, so it works.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which we will have to, I really think at some point we need to talk about Scrubs.
I mean, I could do it in my sleep.
I'd be into it.
So.
That was like,
I'm always
I'm pretty sure for like most of our college years, that was like a religion. For me, like, I watched that pretty much religiously. Scrubs.
Yeah, I started in middle school.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I just remember, like, the end of freshman year.
Middle school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it started in, like, 2004. Mm-hmm. So, whatever that was.
Was it 2002? I thought it was, like, 2002. Let me double check.
Maybe.
Hold
It makes me feel old. I don't like to really look it up. Or 2001, maybe. 2001.
October of 2001.
Wow, I didn't know it was that old.
So.
We were in seventh
grade. I think I
grade.
Discovered it in 2004.
Yeah, that's a middle school. I knew I was a middle schooler. I was a middle schooler when I started watching it.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about it in middle school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember, like, I was,
long
I remember, like,
time.
During a summer vacation one year, it was, like, in, it was airing on a bunch of different channels. So I literally watched, like, one channel, and it was, like, back to back. So, like, on one channel, it would be, like, three back-to-back episodes of Scrubs, and then immediately go to another channel, same thing, and then another channel, same thing. So, uh-huh. like, before the world of streaming and binging, like, nice. You know, the universe had just gifted me, you know, ongoing episodes of of Scrubs.
Yeah. The That's old school funny. Way to binge.
Old school way to binge, yeah. That's how we did it. Back in the, way back,
back
20 years
ago.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Yeah.
Yep.
Good gravy.
Mm-mm.
I'm be doing its time thing.
Well, I got nothing else to say about Ironheart.
Yeah.
I don't really either, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Yeah. It's all right, yeah.
It's just
I think we should move on to the movie. I feel like I'm going to have more to say for the movie.
Probably, yeah. There's more going on, I think, on the movie, so.
All
right. Okie dokes.
Well, Pixie Dusters, thank you so much for joining us today. Let us know what you thought of Ironheart. Maybe you had a much different opinion. We'd love to hear it because everybody's opinion is valid, like we say.
Yes.
Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you next week for our final week of Marvel.
Yeah. Bye.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Pixie Dust Twins podcast featuring Dan. The show is written and produced by Ashley and Sammy, except for those manifestos, which are all written by Dan himself. Intro and audio editing by Sammy, logo created by Ashley. The show is produced as part of the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Make sure you check out all of our other shows and have a magical day.
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman Podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.